You're listening to SBS News.
Lagos is Nigeria's largest city, and here everyone is hustling their way to the top. It's the commercial and entertainment hub of Africa's biggest economy. But while most are striving to stand out here, some are forced to hide.
I grew up in a Christian family, a very religious family that believes same-sex relationship to be demonic.
Ade, not his real name, asked us to conceal his identity out of concern for his safety. When he told his family he had feelings for other men, his sister reacted badly. A few days later, she asked him to meet with her, but when he showed up, she and a so-called prophet forced him into conversion therapy.
He would come in at intervals to do some spiritual exercise, as he said, which included stripping me naked and flogging me and all that. Then the third day, out of exhaustion and the pain that I was going through, I passed out.
Get over it. God loves you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Conversion therapy is a term used for any form of so-called treatment that attempts to change sexual orientation or reduce same-sex attraction. It's common in Nigeria, where in 2014, the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act was passed, essentially banning gay relationships. Those who come out to their family and community are often forced to undergo treatment. This woman, who we're calling Marie, did it voluntarily.
I raised my legs and then they poured oil into my vagina. Now, I don't know the content of what was in the oil because it was kind of peppery, but yeah. So it made me quite uncomfortable, but I mean, for me, it was intrusive because what has my vagina got to do with the deliverance? But at that time, I didn't really know much. So for me, I was ready to just do anything to take the whole feeling of same-sex attraction. I was ready to just do anything to make it go away.
Many say the 2014 law has also led to a pattern of police persecution and the extortion of those who are suspected of being gay. Alan, also not his real name, is a young designer who lives and works in Lagos. He says he was stopped by the police while on the back of a motorbike taxi wearing shorts.
You're stopped on the bike and everything, and you're bundled, you're kidnapped, pretty much pushed into the vehicle. I didn't even know they were policemen because they weren't wearing police uniforms, they were wearing black shirts. You know, being pushed into a bus and being threatened with rape is incredibly unacceptable.
What's it like being a gay man in Nigeria?
Being a gay man in Nigeria is very, very scary. When you're a member of the below 80%, like, you know, working class, if you're rich and you live in your fancy mansion and you drive your fancy car, you're fine. No one's going to stop you because of your privilege. But if you're someone who is on a ground level, just trying to, like, you know, just make life work, it's tough.
The Initiative for Equal Rights, or TIERS, is one of the few organizations openly working with the Nigerian LGBT plus community. Zina Mohammed is the executive director.
Young people, especially young men, have been affected specifically by the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act because the police have used it as a cover to basically target people that they find to not conform to masculinities in the way that they imagine. And they detain people like that and they extort them for money.
Tracking whether attitudes to the queer community are changing is difficult. It's a topic that remains taboo. But for many, Nigeria is still one of the most difficult countries in the world to be LGBT+.